Vegan side effect. You will live long.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
만화 넷플릭스 어떤 길들 가르득. 저슬 하이크 suprememastertv.com 다시 들어왔 schedule.
Mojave, sea spirits, river spirits, stream spirits, tree spirits, mountain spirits, earth spirits, brook and marsh spirits, sprout and seedling spirits. And you thought you were eating from your own hands, from your own planting. You have to always give thanks, okay? There are different fairy spirits and elements.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alaxese, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Jun Rip Sua is hello in Khmer, the official language of Cambodia. My name is Akra. Endearing Cambodia wishes you success in your spiritual cultivation of truth, beauty, and virtue. The Southeast Asian country of Cambodia is a land of agricultural plains and great waterways surrounded by large forests and mountainous regions. Cambodia's many national parks and wildlife sanctuaries offer protection for beautiful animal beings like the wild water buffalo and the endangered pileated gibbon. Among Cambodia's thousands of Buddhist temples is Angkor Wat, an immense complex built in the 12th century. With its intricately carved stone sculptures dedicated to Lord Buddha as well as Hindu gods, this UNESCO World Heritage Site is a place of pilgrimage for monks and lay people alike. Rice has been grown for centuries in Cambodia, and its quality is a source of pride for the country. Irrigation methods in the historic area around Angkor Wat were even designed to allow rice harvesting up to 4 times a year. Today's rural families can still be seen working together in rice fields during the growing season. Cambodia's long tradition of creative expression is now conveyed through artists like Sophia Pick, whose remarkable sculptures have been displayed worldwide. Another renowned Cambodian artist, Dina Chen, portrays her country's beauty through its traditional masks and inspiring scenes of nature. We were happy to share the unique culture and heritage of Cambodia with you, lucky viewers. May you enjoy immense love and blessings from the divine realms. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Guanyin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Guanyin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped World Honored One Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated Master and Philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated Master and Philosopher Laozi, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavira Award in 2008. February 22nd and October 25th both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Buddhist Stories, The Hundred-Headed Fish, The Peaceful Heaven Beings' Deeds, and The Triad Streams of Heaven Gatherings, Part 5 of 8, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on August 9, 2015, in Roquebrune, Cap Martin, France.
This is a story of the Buddha. First I have heard again from Anand. Thank you that he has remembered all this for us. And thank all the Sangha who collected them and wrote it all down at that time, even how difficult it was for them. At one time, the Buddha was in the Trayastrimsha heaven, speaking Dharma for his mother. His mother already passed away after his birth, remember? And she went to Tusita heaven. Oh no, she went to this Trayastrimsha heaven. This is one of the heavens in the third world, okay? I told you every level has many, many heavens and different names. Yeah. You see that heaven is not all there is. You see, that's what heaven beings. They always come down and make offerings to the Buddha. And because of the offerings, he continued to be able to live up there. Many heaven beings cannot live there long. Maybe 2, 3, 5, 4 thousand, 100 years, but then have to be reborn again. But this one keeps continuing to offer to 7 Buddhas already. It means how many Kalpas passed. And then another 1,000 Buddhas in the future. That means he will live long in heaven due to his merit of offering to the Buddhas. Yes. That was just symbolic only. Yeah, he cannot always manifest himself to go down and make offerings to the Buddha like that. But it's also because of his past merit. You see what I mean? He offered to the Buddha in the past one time. So that became like his karma, his tradition. So whenever the Buddha comes to this world, he also manifests himself from heaven and offers one time, bath and food. So history always repeats itself. You do good things, you will continue to do that, life after life. If you do bad things, you will continue in this evil path for a long, long time, until you don't know when you wake up and then you change. At that time, numerous countable many Buddhas and great Bodhisattvas or Mahasattvas from infinite worlds in the 10 directions assembled to praise Shakyamuni Buddha. How Shakyamuni Buddha is able to manifest powerfully great wisdom and spiritual penetrations in the evil world of the five turbidities. They lauded how he regulates and subdues obstinate beings so they learn what causes suffering and what brings cessation of suffering and brings bliss. Each sends his attendants to pay their respect to the World Honored One. At that time, the thirst come one means not coming, not going, you know, meaning the Buddha. Same, he has 10 titles. And thirst come one is one of his titles. Thirst come one means he just comes anytime he wants, anywhere he wants. He goes anywhere, anytime he wants. No come, no go. Yeah? Ru Lai. He smiled, the Buddha smiled and emitted billions of great light clouds, light beams. Yeah. There was a light cloud of great fullness, a light cloud of great compassion, a light cloud of great wisdom, a light cloud of great prajna, a light cloud of great samadhi, a light cloud of great auspiciousness, a light cloud of great blessing, a light cloud of great merit, a light cloud of great refuge, and a light cloud of great praise. Yeah, each beam that he emits has special meaning and benefit to other beings, yeah? And this is also a thirst I have heard, meaning Anand wasn't there. He couldn't go to heaven. This means another person was up in there with the Buddha together, one of his disciples, and came back and told the story. Just like one of your sisters and brothers tells the story that he went to heaven with the master, Qinghai and all that, but you guys don't know. You see what I mean? Okay. So you would say, thus I have heard. Yeah? The sister of Hong Kong says this. The brother from America says that. Okay? Because you have not seen. He has not seen. But he heard the story. He was always next to the Buddha, so he heard many stories. So he remembered and wrote it down. After emitting indescribably many light clouds, he also uttered many wonderful subtle sounds. There was the sound of Dana Paramita, the sound of Shila Paramita, the sound of Shanti Paramita, means peace, you know? The sound that brings peace, just like the light cloud brings peace or happiness, things like that. The sound of Viya Paramita, I don't know all this, okay? Sorry. Like Shanti, for example, is peace. Yeah, every other thing, I have to check the dictionary. The sound of Dhyana Paramita, that means meditation, yeah? Samadhi. And the sound of Prajna Paramita. Prajna, I guess, is wisdom. There was the sound of compassion, the sound of joyous giving, the sound of liberation, the sound of no outflows, the sound of wisdom, the sound of great wisdom, the sound of lion's roar, the sound of great lion's roar, the sound of thunderclouds, and the sound of great thunderclouds. After he uttered indescribably many sounds, countless millions of gods, dragons, ghosts, and spirits from the Saha and other worlds. Saha means our world, okay? And other worlds also gathered in the palace of the Trayastrimsha heaven. They came from the heaven of the four kings, the Trayastrimsha heaven as well, the Suyama heaven, the Tushita heaven, the blissful transformation heaven, and the heaven of comfort gained through others' transformations. I told you, there are many heavens, and they have different names, okay? Yeah. They came from the heaven also of the multitudes of Brahma, the heaven of the ministers of Brahma, the heaven of the great Brahma Lord himself, the heaven of lesser light, the heaven of limitless light, the heaven of light south, the heaven of lesser purity, the heaven of limitless purity, and the heaven of universal purity. They came also from the birth of blessings heaven, the love of blessings heaven, the abundant fruit heaven. Heaven's no fruit. That's good for us, no? In case you think you might be starving in heaven, nothing to eat. Remember the heaven being from peaceful heaven, he brought down food. Yeah, and all the delicacies from heaven to offer to the Buddha. So don't worry that you go starving in there, okay? Maybe you starve here, but not in heaven. Yeah, the no thought heaven, the no affliction heaven, the no heat heaven, the good views heaven, the good manifestation heaven, the ultimate form heaven, the Maheshwara heaven, and so forth, so forth. To the heaven of the station of neither thought nor non-thought, all those groups of gods, dragons, ghosts and spirits came and gathered together. Wow. Even the heaven is very high of the thought nor non-thought. Means very peaceful there, yeah? No desire, nothing. And they still come down to worship the Buddha. Come down to that heaven, yeah? Where his mother resides. His mother died after the birth and went straight to this heaven. Now he came up there to pay homage to her and preach the Dharma to her so that she can go higher. Moreover, sea spirits, river spirits, stream spirits, tree spirits, mountain spirits, earth spirits, brook and marsh spirits, sprout and seedling spirits. And you thought you were eating from your own hands, from your own planting. You have to always give thanks, okay? There are different fairies, spirits, and elements. They're helping with your plantation, yeah? Your trees, everything. Everything, we own everything to everything. Hmm? It's not easy. It's not like we are alone. It's not like that. But of course, you don't see them. They don't always manifest themselves for you to see, only when necessary. Oh, I forgot. You haven't eaten, right? Yes?
Yes.
Some yes, some no, right? It's okay? You won't die, promise? I also ate only once today. You also ate breakfast, right?
Yes,
once.
Yes.
Okay, we both won't die. I remember a few days ago you told me even, we won't eat. Because I told you about difficult if we go somewhere else and how do we arrange the food and everything immediately. You say, we won't eat. Just talking easy, huh? Even I asked you to eat once a day, only one person volunteered. I did not even say you should. I just say, would you like to, you know? Because after reading the eight ways of purification, one of them is to eat once a day only at noon. You know, afternoon you won't eat again. Only one say I do, but maybe she didn't understand what she's up to. She didn't really get what I said, you know what I mean? She just came from the airplane and still... Huh? Still jet lag, yeah? And then anything Master say, it's good, good. You know? If Master says so, it must be good. So, okay. I guess she changed her mind, you know, 1,000 times already. Yeah. I didn't say you should, you know? I said, according to that, wouldn't any of you want to, you know, follow up? Nobody volunteered. Nada. Not even one hand came up. It's okay, please don't die, okay, until the next meal. It will still be there waiting for you after we finish. Or you want me to finish now and come back later?
No.
You sure about that?
Yes.
You're not cramped or anything?
No.
Oh dear, I am. I was hoping you'd say, yes, Master. Please, come back late. Okay. On the strength of your blessing, I continue to sit here. All right, so you see, there are so many, even day spirits, night spirits, and space spirits, heaven spirits, food and drink spirits, grass and wood spirits, and other such spirits from the Saha, our world, and other worlds came and gathered together. Wow, so now you know. Why I tell you, before you eat, you should give thanks, okay? Thank all who helped to manifest this food for you. In addition, all the great ghost kings, wow, from the Saha and other worlds came and gathered together. Imagine, even ghosts, they have it better than us. Huh? Many of you couldn't go to heaven where the master went. Huh? Some people can, but some cannot. But the ghosts, they all can come. What? They were the ghost king evil eyes. God even then has enough power to go up to this. This heaven is not very high, okay? Yeah, of course not above the three worlds. So many of them are allowed to enter, I guess just temporarily. Let me see, is that the third heaven or this Atri himself? I was thinking it was the third heaven, but maybe not. So many names, I might forget everything. Sorry, just second level. Border in the third level. Yeah, one of the heavens in the second level. Even the ghost king blood drinker, oh God, the ghost king essence and energy eater, the ghost king fetus and egg eater, God, the ghost king spreader of sickness, the ghost king collector of poisons, the ghost king kind-hearted, oh thank God, for a change, the ghost king blessings and benefits. There are two kinds, positive and negative. Even in the ghost kingdom, there are two kinds of ghosts. The ghost king, great regard and respect, and others, etc., etc. Only the ghost kings can come, huh? Maybe the subordinate ghosts cannot come. Yes. I guess somebody has to govern these spirits and these ghosts, you know? So maybe the king of the ghosts doesn't mean he's one of them. Hmm? Yeah, probably he's just assigned to govern these ghost kingdoms, to take care that they don't do wrong things, they don't drink, eat people in the wrong area. You know, maybe not to touch the virtuous people, yeah? Maybe like that. At that time, Shakyamuni Buddha said to the Dharma prince, Bodhisattva Mahasattva Manjushri, oh here, Manjushri, yeah. Have any of you heard this story about Stoa Bodhisattva already? Yes or no?
No.
Mongolian? No. The Tibetan monks don't read this? Don't give you all this?
No.
Okay. They should have, you know? Should translate to other countries' language also, no? And Tibetan is Buddhist country. Buddhist race, or probably they should know, but maybe they don't read it. They don't give it to the lay people. When you ask, you probably have. When you ask, you might have it. The Buddha said to Manjushri, as you regard these Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, gods, dragons, ghosts, and spirits from this land and other lands who are now gathered in the Trayastrimsha heaven, do you know their number? Manjushri is supposed to be very wise, yeah, and knowing a lot. So Manjushri said to the Buddha, world-honored one, even if I were to measure and reckon with my spiritual powers for 1,000 aeons, I would not be able to know their number. Whew. So we give up. If Manjushri cannot, for thousands of aeons, what about us? Huh? Forget it, yeah. The Buddha told Manjushri, regarding them with my Buddha eye, I also cannot count them all. Even the Buddha gave up. So, okay, we are not so bad, you know. Even the Buddha cannot, the Manjushri cannot, then we don't feel that bad, do we? Do you feel bad?
No.
No. Good, good. It's a comfort to know that the Buddha cannot count, because too much, too many that gathered to any Buddha gathering, so many, many gods and ghosts and spirits all come to see him. Yeah. Because it's rarely that the Buddha appears anywhere. Understand? If he's in Nirvana, nobody can see him. Nobody can feel him. But if he appears already on the physical planet, then he can connect himself to all the other higher planets, higher level of spiritual. So then even heaven can see him. Yeah. But if he's not manifested, then not everyone can see him, even heaven beings. Yeah. That's why they all gather so quick, so great number, even the Buddha could not count. Those beings have been taken across, meaning have been liberated. Yes. Are being taken across, meaning being helped to liberate now, at this time. Or will be taken across. Those are spirits and ghosts probably have not been liberated yet, but will be. That's why Buddha say, already been done, or doing now, or will be done. Will be taken across, have been brought to accomplishment, are being brought to accomplishments, or will be brought to accomplishments by Earth Store Bodhisattva throughout many eons. All these beings have been helped, or will be helped by Bodhisattva, called Earth Store, Kristigava. I think it's Kristigava, right? I think so. If it's wrong, I will correct later. His name meaning Earth Store Bodhisattva, yeah?
Inspiring viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Buddhist Stories, The Hundred-Headed Fish, The Peaceful Heaven Beings Deeds, and The Triad Streams of Heaven Gatherings, Part 5 of 8, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Beyond Human Perception, from The Guide for the Perplexed, by Maimonides, Vegetarian, Part 1 of 2, on Words of Wisdom. Right after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May the Buddha shower you with everlasting bliss and tranquility.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Vegan leaders, none fears them, all love them.